Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Yannick Sinner enters the clay court swing in style with a brilliant victory over Sebastian Korda. And Andrei Rublev, the reigning champion in Monte Carlo, goes crashing out in his first match against Alexei Poprin. And Stefanos Tsitsipas, two-time Monte Carlo Masters champion, is back with a bang as he destroys Echeverri. But before we get stuck into it, make sure you have hit a like on the video and subscribe to the channel. Let's get into the first match. It is Yannick Sinner. My word. What an announcement onto the clay courts this was. I thought it might be a tougher match against Sebastian Korda. It was 1-1 in the head-to-head. But this is a new, revolutionized Yannick Sinner. And oh my word, what a performance. He destroyed Sebastian Korda. He made it look like they were miles apart, worlds apart, from different planets almost. 6-1, 6-2, and that's now 23 wins and only one defeat in 2024, and 43-3 since this US Open. And I've just thought, wow, when I watched this match earlier today. What is it going to take to stop someone like Yannick Sinner right now? His movement, which was so, so effective on the hard courts, it just is there again. This is the one thing which just lights up the court for me, just seeing how quick he is to get from side to side after he's played his last shot to the next ball and have so much time to literally just leathers it from side to side on the court. He picks spots where Korda couldn't even think of getting to. Anything Korda threw at him, it came back with even more pace on it. And Yannick Sinner even mixing in the drop shots as well. I mean, there's just seems like there's nothing he can't do right now. And he's just playing with so much freedom on a tennis court. And he just looks invincible. That's the word right now that Yannick Sinner, just this air of invincibility on a tennis court. And he just looks calm, collected, and the crowd absolutely love him. They came to him after the match and this is what he said. It's after they asked him, "You're in different shape physically than last year. How does that help you on the clay?" And he said, "It helps a lot, especially the movement, also the serve. Today I missed a couple of first serves because I tend to go more flat and a little less with rotation. I guess we have to work on this, but I returned really well." He did return fantastically well. Korda did actually serve some very, very good serves in this match. And I feel that there's like comparisons with a bit of Djokovic style returning. The way he is able to react to some of these serves these days and just get a racket on it just to get it back in play. Because as soon as he's in the rally, pretty much like Djokovic as well, you sort of fancy your chances against anybody. And it's only when you'll come up against the other well, exceptional ralliers like your Djokovic's, your Alcaraz's, your, say, Medvedev's as well, Tsitsipas as well in this tournament, very good. That's when you're going to start to see what he's really made of and if it's going to really pay off in those matches. I can't wait to see if he gets that far. He goes on to say, stayed close this time. Let's see in the next round if I have to stay close or a little more back. Day by day we take it. Yeah. He's adjusting. He's young. He's learning. And boy, is he learning fast. This is the thing with Jannik Sinner. He's a work in progress, but the progress he's made over the past 6 months is groundbreaking. And if anybody had any worries about him like performing on this clay court, that I think all of your questions have just been answered, to be honest. He's absolutely destroyed Sebastian Korda, a really good clay court player. And this is what he said as well. I think me and Sebi have similar game styles. We aren't the classic clay specialists. We prefer to play quite flat. I think I moved quite well in these conditions, very well underplaying that. Every year it's tough to come here and I try to perform well. I'm very happy about the performance. Let's see what's coming in the next round. It's always great to be back here. The atmosphere is amazing. Yeah, I mean, the atmosphere has been very good there. And I think that they are very responsive to Italians. There's a lot of Italians that have traveled over there. And there's a lot of fans of Italian players that are just there as well. And I think it's warranted. I saw Lorenzo Sonego. He had a good victory as well. The crowd are really getting behind him too. Brilliant stuff from the Italians and long may it continue. They are bringing a lot of excitement to the tennis tour right now and Jannik Sinner is at the forefront of it. He plays Jan-Lennard Struff next. Let me know in the comments section if you think he will be able to dispatch Struff with as much oomph as he did Sebastian Korda. But from one ginger doing well to another ginger doing not so well. And that is Andre Rublev, the defending champion, out in the second round. The first match for him, obviously after a bye through the first one, Alexei Poprin was the one who knocks him out 6-4, 6-4. And it's one of the biggest wins of his career. And since that disqualification in Dubai, Rublev has won just one of four matches. Still a big upset, but there's just something not quite right with Andre Rublev right now. And it seems to have really rattled him. I know that he did come out and say that the next two matches after that he did lose, I believe it was to Thomas Mahach and Yuri Lehechka. He was feeling it mentally on the court. Maybe it's still there, even if he doesn't want to admit it. I think it's a worrying sign for Andre Rublev, especially being a champion last year, came into this one maybe thinking, oh, I've got a good chance at a good tournament. I thought he was going to have a little bit of a resurgence. It seems that the demons are still there in his mind and he will now lose 955 ranking points, which is devastating for him. I mean, this is somebody who really needs all the confidence he can get on a tennis court right now. I feel for him a bit because I don't know if it was a default or if he should have been defaulted, but it's really got to his head and he just needs to take some time away, I think, a little bit and just collect himself, get the right people around him. Maybe I've heard some like whisperings around, maybe now Ivan Isovich is available, maybe go and knock on his door. Maybe that's a good person to get in your corner. I think Goran would have some great wise words for somebody like an Andre Rublev. And I'm sure someone like Djokovic would say, yeah, why not? But yeah, the more stats here about Rublev, and it's the first time since 2018 that he gets only one win in his first three Masters 1000 appearances of the season. And if you see here, for those of you just listening, obviously since the Dubai default to Bublik, he beat Andy Murray at Indian Wells, but then he hasn't won a set since then. I mean, it was a straight sets loss to Lehechka, straight sets loss to Mahach, and straight sets loss to Poprin. I mean, all good young players, but he should be beating them, really. I mean, somebody of his standard, his level, he's got to be disappointed with that. I mean, Andrei Rublev, I mean, he's a top five player, really, a top six. If he really wants to crack ever the top four or top three, you can't have this type of level of performances, especially someone who's a reigning champion at an event. But let me know your thoughts in the comments section below. Do you think it's maybe him just coming up against better opposition, or do you think this is just mental with Andrei Rublev? Do you think he'll be able to come out of this before we get to Roland Garros, or do you think this is going to continue on and be a problem for Andrei Rublev? But let's move on to somebody who has turned the corner with their results and turned it in a big way as well. It is none other than Stefanos Tsitsipas. Wow, what a victory today. We've got to give Steph his props, because we're probably the first people to kick him when he's down and not playing well. So I've got to give him some props. I thought this was going to be a tournament that we could see a resurgence from Tsitsipas, considering he's won it twice before. And this first match did not disappoint, let me tell you that much. He looked fantastic. And 6-1, 6-love against Thomas Martin Echeverri, I thought it was impeccable. Perfect performance, nearly. I'd say the only thing that wasn't perfect was the fact he got broken in the first game. And after that, he won all of them. He won the next 12 games after that little blip just at the start. So fair play to Stefanos Tsitsipas. And, it's like they say here, he trusted his shots. He looked as confident as he looked in a long time. His best tennis is still clearly in there. Just needs to find rhythm. Yeah. Exactly, fifth consecutive round four in Monte Carlo. And as Jose Morgado clearly points out here, that this is the 2021 and 2022 champion from Monte Carlo who beats the Thomas Echeverri, who is a battle of 2023 Roland Garros quarterfinalists. I mean, the fact that Echeverri made the quarterfinal at Roland Garros, and he's just absolutely just decimated him. It wasn't even close. I mean, this was levels to the game. This was similar thing that we saw with Jannik Sinner, but even more dominant. And I just think this credit to Tsitsipas that he's been able to block any of the demons out of his mind and just come back onto a court. I've said it before as well. Sometimes tennis players are like racehorses and they like a certain event. And Tsitsipas clearly loves this event, and he brings out his best tennis here. Will he bring out his best tennis against Sasha Zverev in the next round, though? Tell me in that comment section below. I cannot wait for that matchup. I think Tsitsipas, my personal opinion is, I think he will win. I've said it in my draw preview. I'm going for a Tsitsipas victory. Not just because I have him in player roulette as well, would help me out, but I actually think that this really suits him. And if he plays the same as he did today, I don't see why he cannot do it. And when he was interviewed after the match, they said, "You demolished a very fine player. It looked like it was all there today." And he said, "It was. Well, I think my tennis changed after the first game. I came in a bit cold. My shots weren't delivering. Being down in the score, I loosened up a bit. The best comeback I could have had was to break back, and I did that. I gained momentum. It helped me throughout the entire match. I felt like during the rallies I was staying intact and calm. I was trying to read the court and play with the trajectory of the ball." Yeah, his backhand looked brilliant today. Really judging the distance, good looping backhands with a lot of topspin as well. He said, "I had a few pretty amazing shots, I'd say. They came in bits and pieces during the match. I was able to get a few passing shots and a few running shots that I was quite surprised myself of how I pulled those off. It felt good to get such a good ending to the match. I felt like once the momentum was there, I felt unstoppable in some ways," which is brilliant. And he sounded very confident in his post-match it's post-match interview as well. And it's just great to see him feeling like he's confident on a tennis court again. There's been a lot of ups and downs with him of late, and we know the quality is still there. Plays Zverev for a 15th time tomorrow, and Steph leads the head-to-head 9-5 and 4-1 on clay as well. I have to say, he's probably the favourite coming in. But that's just my wrap-up of the day's action in Monte Carlo. I thought it was a fantastic day of action, but those were the main talking points. Tell me what you thought of today's matches. Were you surprised by Jannik Sinner and how good he was again? Or is this just the norm these days? Sinner just blitzes everybody, doesn't matter what surface. And are you happy to see Stefanos Tsitsipas playing well again? Smash a like, subscribe, and join us for Djokovic Musetti. That's coming up tomorrow.
Podcast Network.